What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What up, everybody? As you can tell, that's not JP Finley's voice. That's Toby Altizer's voice alongside Linnell Willingham filling in for the guys today. B. Mitch and Finley off for the day. So you got me and Linnell, the two youngest in charge?
Whoa!
Is that what it is, the two youngest in charge?
Well, I've caught a lot of scrapnel recently.
Scrapnel?
Shrapnel, whatever the word is. It's early. How do you say it? Is it
shrapnel?
Shrapnel.
Well, I'm in JP's chair. So.
Scrapnel is kind of how Fred Smoot would say it, I feel like.
Damn, Fred catches
scrapnel.
Fred see,
catches
that's what I'm saying.
To start the show? No, I've been, because we've been kind of like role reversing, I've been doing your job on Grant Danny, and they've been, Danny zings me every time he gets the chance to about, oh, it's the youngest in charge. He's not actually the youngest, but.
Oh, yeah.
Claims he is. Good morning, Toby. How are you, brother?
I'm doing great, man. It's going to be a fun show. We got plenty planned. We got to recap the Caps. We'll get to that in just a second. Got plenty of NFL topics as well. We'll get to ask me and Linnell anything at 1 o'clock, which could
wait.
Be interesting.
Can and we get to ask each other questions?
Absolutely.
It's beautiful.
We'll talk a little Nats, I'm sure, at some point, and we'll get into the Commanders coming up at noon. But got to start on the ice last night. Disappointing end of the season for the guys with the Capitals. You know, I think Logan Thompson has been spectacular pretty much all year. These last three games have been rough, and especially last night. Yeah. You know, I was listening to Brent Johnson on with the Junks this morning, and, you know, it's tough because there's a couple of goals in there that you probably don't want to give up and you shouldn't give up, but he gives up a couple, and this offense had struggled against Carolina this entire series. And so when your goaltender's not hot, especially down the stretch of this series, and you're not scoring goals, you're in for a world of hurt, especially for a team that was kind of dominating play for a majority of the series like the Carolina Hurricanes were. But I think, you know, this is one of those times for me when you look at a team. It reminded me kind of how the Commanders were when they were going in, where, you know, they felt like they were kind of punching above their class all year. And so when you lose in the playoffs, it's disappointing. But when you take time in like a couple of weeks and reflect, it was still a special season.
So if I'm allowed to do this, and I know it's still fresh and raw, it's almost like we just took the Band-Aid off because the season ended last night. Big picture, like, they're the one seed in the Eastern Conference, Toby.
Yeah.
And they got bounced in the second round.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a disappointment.
Sure. It is. It definitely is.
And the way that they went out, I think is, first of all, stylistically, this was not the most favorable matchup for them. I think it was very evident from the start of this series. Carolina just a faster, more athletic team. And it showed throughout this series. So I wonder how they regroup moving forward. I think you mentioned it. Logan Thompson was not great the last couple of games of this series. But I think moving forward, like in terms of the offseason, like there should be a lot of optimism for this team. They were really active this past offseason. I think, you know, the salary cap's going to go up again in the NHL. So they should have the opportunity once again to go out and make some moves to improve the roster. We know Alex Ovechkin's coming back. I think that conversation needs to be had about what is Alex Ovechkin's role going to be? Because in this series, and I know this is kind of what he has been known for, and he's older, but remember all the hubbub that was made when he was called a one-trick pony?
Yeah.
What was he in this series? Standing, waiting, one-trick pony.
Well, and he struggled so much because this is just a faster team. This is someone that's going to get up and down, and they're going to make you defend, and they're going to try to basically be in your D zone the entire time. And that's what the Capitals were, and that's not Ovi's specialty, and especially at this point in his career when, you know, he's an older guy and you don't want him on the ice trying to defend the entire time. He's never been the best defender, but especially at this point in his career, and I think he's a better defender than throughout his career than what he is right now, just because of the fact that he can't be giving his all on every single shift, especially in the D zone. So it was just a tough matchup for him. Yeah. I think this Capitals season is going to be a memorable one. Obviously, we're going to remember a lot of the moments from this because Alex Ovechkin breaks the record after breaking his leg, remember? I mean, that's something that
special.
We thought might not even happen this year because of the fact that he broke his leg. He was off to such a torrid pace to open the year. Then he broke his leg, and then he comes back, and he's still on a great pace and ends up breaking the record. So that was special. And seeing this team, again, I don't know that right now is the best time for it because you're right. They were the top seed in the Eastern Conference. The way that they went out against Carolina, where Carolina really dominated the series, you know, they went in five games. I mean, that's domination. That's a gentleman's sweep.
It is, especially when you think about the last three games, really the whole series, Toby. Like, what was the story of this thing? Their inability to get the puck in Carolina's defensive zone. Like, that was the problem, getting in the corners, getting good offense, puck possession, shot attempts. Like, that was the story of this entire series. And moving forward, like, if you get matched up, I think after this series, you need to get younger.
They need to get faster. Yeah, they need speed.
Like, there's a couple of things that kind of, like, stick out like a sore thumb for you. But all in all, like you said, good season. I think maybe I'm being negative Nancy here, kind of disappointing that you get bounced in five in the second round after being the one seed.
I think it can be two things. And the reason it reminds me of the Commanders is we were having this discussion when it was going to the wild card game against the Buccaneers, right?
Yeah.
We were having this discussion basically saying, if they lost to the Buccaneers, is it a disappointing season? And overall, no. But you won 12 games.
Yeah.
You have to win a playoff game then. This team, you were the one seed in the Eastern Conference. You won your first series and looked good against the Canadiens. And then you got pretty thoroughly dominated against the Hurricanes. And it wasn't a great series in terms of matchup, in terms of styles. But it's frankly disappointing when you're the top seed. But in a couple of weeks, when we kind of reflect, it's going to be something that we look back on as a favorable, a fun season. Coach Carberry kind of talked about that last night. 50th anniversary season and all the stuff that went into it. And then O breaking the record, all that stuff. I thought Coach Carbs had a really good way of summing it up last night.
This 50th anniversary Caps team will go down in history, and I'll just speak for myself, is this is one of the greatest seasons that I've ever been a part of as a coach or a player, and I'll never forget this group. But I told those guys I love them, and every single one of them, what we went through as a group this year and what they accomplished and O's record and everything that went into this season, I will never forget this group. But really, really memorable year.
And I think it is, right? And you saw some of the guys that we weren't expecting take massive leaps. Like, we obviously are going to spend a lot of time thinking about Ovechkin, but you got to remember the season that Alexi Protas had.
Yeah.
You got to remember the season that Dylan Strome had. You got to remember them trading for Pierre-Luc Dubois and people saying, what the heck are they doing? And him having 66 points on the year. Tom Wilson, first ever 30-goal season. Connor McMichael took a big step forward. Jacob Chychrun went from a newly acquired defenseman to someone they locked up long term and looks like a staple of the future Capitals post Ovi era. Like, the guys that they had this year that you had some expectations for, or no expectations for, frankly, for some of the guys, took big steps. And then it was encouraging seeing some of the guys down the stretch, like a Ryan Leonard. And I know he didn't have the most impact in the stat sheet,
right?
But if you just watched him play, you saw the encouragement there from the young guy, and they've got some young prospects coming through the system as well that are going to be really good players. I think what this team has done a really good job of is setting themselves up to still win, because they were the top seed in the Eastern Conference, like we already laid out. And whenever Ovi is done, if it's after next season, if he continues to play a little bit longer, whatever the decision is for Ovi, he can play as long as he wants. I think that they're going to they've set themselves up to be good for a long time. So credit to this front office. It was a fun season. Disappointing end, though.
Yeah, I think the growth in development of some of the young pups, as you mentioned, was a big bright spot this season as well. The other part was this. They liked each other a lot. It's a good group that's got chemistry. I think Coach Carbs, you know, deserves a ton of credit, too, for, you know, getting this group to play at the level that they did and helping cultivate, you know, that relationship that was able to be formed in that locker room. You heard it each and every game. You know, it was one of the main talking points during the regular season. It's just how much these guys like each other. And it's hard because, especially when you underachieve, and you really like the guys around you. It makes it sting a little bit more because you really feel like you let your guys down. But they'll be back. They'll be back. They'll have money to spend this offseason. They were active last offseason. You got some building blocks here moving forward. As you mentioned, getting Chikrin, you know, signed long-term. You got Logan Thompson signed to an extension. Protus. Like, a lot to feel good about. I think the main thing, though, is adding speed this offseason. How can you do that? How can you, you know, keep pace atop the Eastern Conference? Can you replicate, you know, this year's success next year? Because let's be real. I think based off the offseason they had, they were way more active than they had been in years past. There was an expectation that they'd be better this year. I don't think anybody thought they'd get the one
exactly
seed.
Right.
So they definitely outkicked their coverage if you're looking at it big picture. But you kind of are what you are, right? We were all geeked up and excited about it. You were competing with Winnipeg all year long to try to have the best record in all of hockey. So this is a good team. And they're going to have a lot of these guys coming back next year. Who do they got to re-sign? That's the one thing I was not.
Yeah, I'd have to look at their contract. One guy that has been locked up long-term is Logan Thompson. I want to hear from him in just a second. I knew there was a reason, though, why I really like Logan Thompson. So this year he was 31-6-6 as a goalie, 249 goals against average. Guess how many saves he had on the season?
How many?
106.7. 1,067.
Wow. There we go. He's our guy.
Credit to LT. LT spoke last night after the game, though. I mean, disappointing result for him, especially last couple of games. He was a little disappointed in himself, said he could have made some more saves.
Credit to Freddie Anderson. I thought he was a better goalie this series. I think I could have been better and, you know, made a couple saves, you know, in Raleigh and definitely tonight. And yeah, it sucks. It's a good team. So tip your hat to them.
You know, I felt so bad for him because he'd had really a really good season. And he kind of took a step down after the Four Nations. But you saw after that goal went in with just over a minute to go, his head sank. And
maybe one of the first times we've seen him actually show visible signs of being discouraged.
And it's unfair to blame it all on one person. Yeah. But you could tell that he felt it was all on him.
Yeah.
And, like, look, that's a goal that can't go in, frankly. It can't.
No.
That's one that you've got to save. But it's unfair to blame it all on him, and it felt like he took it all on his shoulders. But, LT, if you're listening, we appreciate you, man.
100%. This is the thing, right? And it's hard when you do not play your best in the biggest moments. He was a rock star all year long.
Absolutely.
Like one of the best four or five goalies in all of the NHL this year. And this series was rough for him. The ironic part in the Montreal series, think about it, comes back, he was banged up, ended up being awesome. So it's tough. He is one of the, we talk about bright spots moving forward. He is definitely one of them for sure.
Well, and he was the X factor in the series for me because you knew that Carolina, the way that they were going to play, they were going to throw a lot of shots on the net. They were going to do the thing that they do where they're going to just shoot the puck a lot and see what happens.
Yeah.
And the factor that kind of evened things out for me was if Washington had the hotter goaltender. And look, I think Freddie Anderson was good in this series. There's no doubt about it.
Very volatile, though,
they also,
traditionally.
Yeah, they also didn't test him enough.
No, Logan, not enough shot attempts.
Logan Thompson was thoroughly tested the entire series. Yeah. Even shots that weren't getting to the net. You know, he's just constantly on guard because they were always in the zone. So it was just a tough series. And to your point earlier about getting some more speed, I think this Capitals team matched up well with just about everybody.
But
except Carolina.
Totally.
And so I think what they need to do is they need to add some speed. They need to add some stuff specifically to stop Carolina. Even if they trotted out just about the same roster that they had this year, which they will for the most part, they can make a couple additions. I think those couple additions have to be thought towards how do we beat Carolina? Because if you get the same sort of play from a majority of your guys, you're going to be in a similar type spot, but you have to be able to beat Carolina where you just look thoroughly dominated, even though you were one of the best teams in hockey all year.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
So one of the free agents is Anthony Bevilia, who they acquired near the deadline. So he is actually a free agent heading into this offseason. He was pretty good for them down the stretch.
Bovey was awesome, man.
So that's a guy you got to worry about locking up long term. But yeah, to your point, it's, and I hate that we always bring everything back to football, but damn it, it's king. It's like Washington trying to, this offseason was about how can you, one, maximize Jaden Daniels, but how can you beat Philly? I think if you're the Caps, you're looking at Carolina as like the blueprint. Yeah, they weren't the best team during the regular season, but they closed out the season really strong, and they've got the blueprint to as to how you want to play in today's day and age in hockey. They've got speed, they've got size, they're physical. That's the other thing that kind of disappointed me a little bit about this series. Think about all of the hubbub leading up to this thing about the regular season matchups between these two teams and what happened to Connor McMichael. There was all this talk about how physical this series was going to be. If you're looking at it from a physicality standpoint, one, Washington should be embarrassed. They got punked, it felt like, essentially, yeah, in this series. Carolina was the big bad wolf, so to speak. And they consistently blew our house down. That sounded weird. It felt weird to say. I'll be real. But, yeah, like, that was the one thing I was kind of disappointed in. I wanted to see them, you know, show
you
some more toughness,
more
grit.
Yeah. And It never manifested that way. It was disappointing from that sense because if you just watched this series and didn't know any history, you wouldn't know that these two teams hate each other, and yet they do.
You'd think Carolina was the number one seed if you took the the seeds off of the way they played. So
800-636-1067. You want to hop in again, 800-636-1067. The Capitals season ends in disappointing fashion as they fall to the Carolina Hurricanes 4-1. You want to hop in? We'll get to some of your phone calls here in just a couple of minutes. But I want to hear from Ovi real quick. Ovi said, you know, he didn't feel like the team played that bad. And really, they probably didn't play as bad as it looked. The styles kind of make it look like they were thoroughly outplayed. But, you know, when you lose in five games, it's tough to say you played well. Here's Ovi after the game, though.
I don't feel like we played bad hockey in Carolina. You know, first period, first 10 minutes, we have so many chances to get a lead and turn this game in our way. But, you know, we didn't. And obviously, it's a tough, but, you know, that experience that we have this year will help for the future, 100%.
Yeah, and I think that experience is going to be big. I think last year's experience... You know, frankly, I think when you watch last season into this season, I think part of the reason that this team was so fueled, especially early on, and especially that guy right there, the grade eight early on, because remember, last season, early on in the season, you're like, this doesn't look like Ovi. Like, is he going to get to that record? And then second half of the year, he kind of got into shape and was rolling. This year, that wasn't the case when he rolled in. And I think a big motivator for this ball club or this hockey club going into the year was what happened against the New York Rangers in the playoffs last year. I think for these guys now, having tasted it and been, hey, we're the best team in the Eastern Conference, and then you get, like you said, punked by Carolina, I think it's going to be motivating for these guys to go into an offseason where you're like, we can beat the Montreals, we can beat some, but we want to win a Stanley Cup again. We have to beat these top dogs. I think this series and losing in five games is going to motivate everybody to come back next year even better.
For sure, and I know the pressure was really in the opening series, right? Think about it. You had one of postseason series since the Stanley Cup Finals.
Yeah.
So I thought it was big that they were able to get past Montreal. Overall in this series, I am disappointed in how they went out. It just felt like it was a thorough ass-kicking.
Yeah.
Throughout this entire series. I know, what was it, game four or game three, where it kind of felt like if they would have had some better puck luck, then maybe you could have been up 2-3 nothing in that opening period.
It's even hard to say that the luck didn't go their way because Carolina was hitting posts the entire series.
Yeah, very true.
So like, I don't know that either team got exceptionally lucky. I think that Carolina just played that much better to win in five.
If you would have told me, though, going into this, that Freddie Anderson would have outplayed Logan Thompson, I would have said you were nuts.
Correct.
And that to me was probably the other big difference in this thing, too.
Yeah, that was, to me, the key to the series. When Logan Thompson started playing a little more poorly, suddenly, because remember, game one, they were thoroughly outplayed, and that was a dominant game, and they won by one in overtime, right? Like, and that's because Logan Thompson played so well. The final three games of the series, LT wasn't the same guy anymore, and it showed. And unfortunately, you lose in five games. 800-636-1067, you want to hop in? We'll continue talking about the Capitals as their season ends. How did you feel about the season? How disappointing was this series? Also want to get into the NBA playoffs last night.
Yeah, what a night.
We had a great game between the Nuggets and the Thunder. We'll get into that as well. Plenty more to come. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley on The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.